BBC News with Neil Nunes. More than a dozen wildfires raging across the U.S. state of California's northern wine region have killed at least 10 people and forced thousands from their homes. At least 1,500 properties have been destroyed. A state of emergency has been extended to more areas, including Orange County in the south. Environmental campaigners in the United States have condemned the announcement by the Trump administration that it's pushing ahead with the repeal of Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan. One group said the government had no intention of safeguarding Americans from the real and immediate dangers of climate change. The people of Liberia go to the polls shortly to choose a new president. The Vice President Joseph Boakai and the former footballer George Weah are among the 20 candidates in the running to replace Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. She's stepping down after 12 years in office. Australia's High Court is considering whether seven politicians who hold dual citizenship breached the Constitution. They include the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. Lawyers will argue that the rule shouldn't apply to people who unwittingly inherited dual nationality. The Japanese government and the power company TEPCO have been ordered to pay damages in the biggest lawsuit following the Fukushima nuclear disaster 6 years ago. Nearly 4,000 people took part in the legal action, demanding monthly compensation of several hundred dollars. It's one of about 30 lawsuits connected to the nuclear meltdown. Trade unions in France have urged millions of public sector workers to join a one-day strike today in the latest industrial action against President Emmanuel Macron's reform plans. Air travel is expected to be badly hit, with about a third of flights at airports nationwide cancelled. Schools, hospitals and government ministries are also likely to be affected. BBC News.